You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. A little more on healthcare. Federal health officials are letting states do something they have never done before. That is, impose work requirements and other mandates on low-income Americans enrolled in Medicaid. In the 50 years of the program, no one has ever had to work, seek employment, or be in school to access health care. But on Friday, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services granted Kentucky the first federal waiver to start the new provision, and other states are expected to follow. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more.
Starting this summer, Kentucky will phase in changes to its Medicaid program. One of those is that some people can get kicked off for 6 months if they fail to pay a small monthly premium. That is a very different reality for insurers.
Our job is not to set up barriers to care.
Francis Rienzo with the Medicaid Health Plans of America represents insurers who run Medicaid programs for states.
It's to make sure that folks are actively engaged in getting the health care that they need so they don't get sicker.
Nearly every state hires insurance companies, arguably because insurers can do the job more efficiently, saving taxpayer dollars. The companies worry new work requirements make that harder. People will be coming in and out of the program, interrupting their care.
If they have asthma, they might not be getting the asthma meds that they need. Then they're going to get sick again. And when they come back on, they're going to be going to the emergency room or for inpatient hospital care.
Meg Murray heads up the Association for Community Affiliated Plans, which represents nonprofit Medicaid insurers. Companies win and lose contracts based on their ability to keep people like that out of the emergency room and hospital. And with more churn in the program, states may also have a harder time measuring their success. Judy Solomon is with the left-leaning Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
If you really want to know whether you're getting return on investment, you're not going to be able to measure that for people who are not in your plan for at least 11 out of 12 months.
Another downside for Medicaid insurers? Revenue. Kentucky's new requirements could shrink Medicaid by 95,000 people over the next 5 years. Fewer people, smaller contracts. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.